What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We want to welcome in Speaker of the House here in Connecticut, Matt Ritter, to the program. Obviously, I heard rumors that you were at the stadium earlier in the week, very early, stretching out for the kickball game. Were those, are those rumors true?
Yes. I threw seven innings, so I'm still icing my arm. but it was a fun day and raised some good money for charity when the Democrats finally won in kickball, which was nice.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you know, they have the numbers in the legislature. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're allowed extra players on the field based on apportions and representations at the Capitol. But it's always a fun event and it does raise good money. It's a lot of fun. You had some good weather as well. I wanted to start. I'm getting tired. I mean, I think my audience is too. But, you know, the budget stuff, it's weird because I know it's so important, but it's, you know, it's obviously not the sexiest radio topic, but it is important to talk about. And I wanted to know, sort of like, let the person who's listening who doesn't follow this stuff on a daily basis, you know, everyone has their own version. The mm-hmm. governor does, Democrats, Republicans. Where are we, you know, in the process here and what's next?
Yeah, we're very close. There's a big vote on Monday, which is sort of to close out fiscal year 25. And to put it in perspective, the state's finances, right, we have about a $600 million operating surplus in FY25 right now. We'll use that to pay down a major overrun in Medicaid. Like most states, we're running a deficiency in Medicaid, and we'll take care of that on Monday. And then once we do that, the budget should be in a good spot. We've sort of reached an agreement, I think, with the governor in principle, I think, on, you know, what we're going to spend up to. And you know, the state has, again, about a $2 billion surplus on top of that that we're going to transfer, hopefully, into our budget reserve fund and to pensions. I think, actually, we're in a pretty good shape. Hmm. Things have really come together over the last 24 hours, I would say.
Well, can you tell me what's changed? Because, you know, there was this talk you floated early in the week, adding $1 billion to the rainy day fund, which seemed the governor was open to. The Republicans are like, well, why do that before we even know what sort of gap there'll be in federal funding? Can you just sort of, what's changed in the last day?
Yeah. Well, on the issue of the $5 billion budget reserve fund, we're not disagreeing with the Republicans. They just aren't being honest about how it actually happens, right? So the volatility, the money that would go into pensions, if you don't stop it from going into the pensions, you can't get it back. And that happens after July 1 when we start our new fiscal year. So they're saying, you know, it should automatically go into the pensions. And all we're saying is, hey, slow down. Let's put some money aside, freeze it. And if the cuts from Washington never materialize or they're not as bad as we thought, then you can have a conversation to what to do with that money after that. But if you just let it go, you can't claw it back. So
is
that's
there
what we're saying. So we're not saying it's going to happen. We're just preparing for it. Yeah.
So there is, because, you know, the governor did, when the governor responded, he said, you know, maybe there's a provision that, you know, if you don't need it, it'll go back into the pension fund. But you don't have to do anything to any statutes to do this? Like, how does it work?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have. So that's the thing, is you do have to amend the statutes, or it automatically goes into the pension fund. And all we're saying is, I call it a timeout, just a pause, not alarmist. I'm not, you know, up screaming into a microphone. I'm just saying we don't know. And if you look at the text of budget bills that have been released from Washington, it will impact the states right now. That's a factual, accurate statement. We don't know the extent. So all you, if you don't know the extent, the best thing you can do is just call timeout, preserve some funding so you have it. And if you don't need it, I'll be the happiest guy in the world.
So, and again, like, forgive me for being so layperson on this. You're going to pass legislation that's going to allow you to do this, to add money, to siphon the money off the surplus from the pension to the rainy day fund. There's going to be legislation proposed and then voted on for that?
Yeah, there'll be some mechanism to do it, correct. And there is a precedent for this. The budget reserve fund is at 18%. It was at 15% just a couple of years ago, and we moved that to 18. So there's a mechanism to do it. And that same law will say that if, you know, you don't need that money for some reason, or you decide not to spend it for certain things from federal revenue loss, then you could put it into the pension fund if you wanted to. Absolutely.
Okay. And you're assuming that you're going to have to, once, because you're not going to know by the end of the session what all the impact from the federal government is. So you're assuming you're going to have a special session on the budget, correct?
Yeah, I think that's, if there are cuts from Washington, you will need a special session to deal with that. But in terms of our regular state budget, we'll be done by June 4th and on time.
Okay. We're talking with Speaker of the House, Matt Ritter, here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. Also, you know, lost in the shuffle, I think, with this budget talk is, you know, other things going on. Are there any, you know, this is an opportunity, because not everybody reads the papers and this and that, opportunity for you to let our broad audience know what's going on. Any bills that are of particular interest to you that you think people should know about?
Yeah, I think two things worth highlighting. One is the creation of a child care trust fund, which we're working really hard to do. And that's a really big idea that I think everybody supports. You're putting money aside in a trust fund, and then you're going to use the interest to make payments to subsidize child care providers. We have a child care problem in the state. It's preventing people from going back to work or only working part time because they have to, you know, stay home and can't afford it. It's a really good idea. And then you're just using the interest as the years go on and as that principal builds up. So that's something to look for. And then we have we're trying to tackle special education. It is very complicated. I've heard from a lot of folks, and some versions of the bill are still being ironed out. But the bottom line is our local boards of education are asking for help from the state, and we're doing our best to help them. And yeah, that's Republican and Democrat, no question about it.
The same thing with, like, the Medicaid thing. And again, I admit I don't know all the nuances that you do. But is there some sort of, like, a bigger picture, grander bargain to help these things structurally, you know, so that you don't, when it comes to, like, special education, that the cost just seemingly is only going up, right? And it's only putting more pressure on municipalities. Is there, like, a grand bargain to be had to fix this, you know, in the macro?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I wish there were. I don't know. We're working through solutions, right? And you have different, again, every kid is different, and right, the IED can be different for that individual child.
Right.
I think that one thing that we need to look at is, at where possible, is regionalization and trying to keep some kids in schools, in districts, without going into some of these private placements. There are some individual children that have to go to a private placement. They need very specialized services. There are also kids that I think can be educated locally, and just, we have districts that just don't have any programs locally, and that's where I think maybe regionalization could help. Transportation costs are astronomical. I don't know exactly how we address it, but again, it might be some form of regionalization and state assistance to incentivize that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, again, like it wasn't a leading question. Like, I don't have an answer to it either. But I, you know, we travel the state and we do these remotes at diners all over the place, and you know, volunteerism's down. I think of, like, you know, the county system is something people bring up a lot. I don't think we can go to it because we're so entrenched in what we have. But, like, pooling services in a lot of different ways could save a lot of money. And I just don't know how we do that in a bigger way. But I see it all over the state where when small communities have to deal with things that they have to do, they can't afford to do those things, right? So I appreciate
the
time.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Listen, great stuff. We appreciate
the
time as always, and I know you're going to be busy the next 3-4 weeks, so we thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.